Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting second. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Eric Davis. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting seventh. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Juan Guzman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The left fielder, Brian Giles. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting sixth. The DH, Mark Whiten. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Richie Sexson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The second baseman, David Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Berba. And now, play ball. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Palmeiro strikes out. Two outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Anderson moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Lofton strikes out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Giles hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. Surhoff moves to second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bordick hits a line drive into left field. Giles picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Giles. Surhoff scores. Hoyles moves to third. Bordick moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Anderson is 0-1 in the game. Anderson is hit by the pitch. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Palmeiro is 0-1 in the game. Palmeiro hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fryman strikes out. Two outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Whiten takes first base on ball 4. Richie Sexson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sexson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Sexson reaches second base with a double. Whiten goes all the way around to score. It's Orioles, 1, Indians, 1. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Alomar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Davis is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Baines is 0-1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ripken is 0-1 in the game. Ripken bunts in front of the plate. Alomar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davis moves to third. Baines moves to second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Surhoff is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. Baines scores. Ripken moves to third. It's 3-1, Orioles. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hoyles is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hoyles hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Surhoff scores. It's 5-1, Orioles. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bordick is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Alomar is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. David Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bell strikes out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lofton is 0-1 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vizquel is 0-1 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 2 in the game. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sexton juggles the ball. That's an error on Sexton. Anderson moves to third. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Anderson scores. Palmeiro moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Orioles. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Palmeiro moves to third. Davis moves to second. Steve Carsey now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripken strikes out. 1 out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Surhoff is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Palmeiro tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 7-1, Orioles. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hoyles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Giles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles takes first base on ball 4. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fryman is 0 for 1 in the game. Fryman hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Whiten batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Giles. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Giles steals second. Mark Whiten batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Whiten is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Whiten takes first base on ball 4. Richie Sexton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sexton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sexton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. David Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 3 in the game. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Davis is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive beyond third. Freeman can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Willie Green pinch runs for Eric Davis. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Green now playing right field. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro juggles the ball. That's an error on Palmeiro. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Giles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vizquel moves to third. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Giles moves to second. Travis Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Freeman is 0 for 2 in the game. Freeman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Vizquel scores. Giles moves to third. Ramirez moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Orioles. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Whiten is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Whiten hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Sexson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sexson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sexson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Green, who is chasing the ball. Sexson reaches third base with a triple. Giles scores. Ramirez scores. Freeman goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Orioles. Pete Smith now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sexson scores. It's 7-6. Orioles. David Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Key now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 3 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 6. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Hoyle's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hoyle's is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hoyle's hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bordick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bordick hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hoyles moves to second. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Anderson is hit by the pitch. Hoyles moves to third. Bordick moves to second. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 4 in the game. Palmeiro takes first base on ball 4. Hoyles scores. Bordick moves to third. Anderson moves to second. It's 8-6, Orioles. Tom Martin now pitching. Willie Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Vizquel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Palmeiro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Mills now pitching. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baines hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fryman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Palmeiro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiten is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Whiten bunts towards the mound. Mills fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Sexton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sexton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Sexton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Sexton reaches second base with a double. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hoyles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sexton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bordick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Alomar strikes out. There goes Bordick. The throw from Alomar to Vizquel, and Bordick is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Rich Becker now playing right field. Lenny Webster now catching. David Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 4 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jeff Manto pinch hits for Omar Vizquel. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Webster and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Jeff Manto batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. The ball gets by Webster for a passed ball. Lofton moves to third. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Manto strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Fielder pinch hits for Brian Giles. Armando Benitez now pitching. David Justice pinch hits for Cecil Fielder. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Justice takes first base on ball 4. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lofton scores. Justice moves to third. It's 8-7, Orioles. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fryman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fryman takes first base on ball 4. Ramirez moves to second. Mark Whiten batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Whiten is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Whiten takes first base on ball 4. Justice scores. Ramirez moves to third. Fryman moves to second. It's Orioles, 8, Indians, 8. Richie Sexton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sexton is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Sexton hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Indians 8. The Orioles will come to bat. Travis Fryman now playing shortstop. Jeff Manto now playing third base. David Justice now playing left field. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Anderson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-8, Orioles. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into left field. Justice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Webster strikes out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Baines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benitez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. David Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0-for-5 in the game. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Lofton. The throw from Webster and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Manto is 0-for-1 in the game. Manto strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 8. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.